There is a new battle between California and the federal government, this time over a new U.S. Justice Department policy on police seizures of cash and property. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it could affect a new California law that took effect this year.
We're talking about something called civil asset forfeiture, when police seize money or property after a raid or an arrest. California only lets state and local law enforcement agencies keep what they seize if the owner is found guilty. But police have found a way around that rule by working with federal agencies. A bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown last year sought to close that loophole, but under a recent directive from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, it's now easier for law enforcement agencies to keep what they seize without charging the owner, let alone convicting them. So does that take precedence over the California law?
I think the short answer is no. I think the other short answer is it's a good thing we did the bill when we did.
But Democratic Senator Holly Mitchell says she expects her law's limits will be tested, with cases likely heading to court. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.